this right here outside of our door, where the ramp is for the handicap to come up.
Mm-hmm. That space in there that you had your fingers on?
Yeah, yeah. So,
I'm not really sure.
Said somebody in stiletto heels or heels that would come up, and they pointed out to me how dangerous this was because somebody could easily get caught up in there or catch
the heel. Is that something new that was done, or has that been there for a while?
Oh, it's been there for a while.
But, okay, well.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure that that's our function as the canvassing board to about problems to.
Well, I just wanted to be known that I have that issue, and maybe Mr. Hadid or Mr. Commissioner could take that back to the county administrator and see to it that it's addressed, so I'm then not trying to address that on my own. It's something that we talked about as a canvassing board.
What was it that you asked for? Can you tell me what was it that you asked them to give you?
A compliance report for here, for the voters in here. So, because I mean, I had complaints twice through two elections with that
compliance
right there.
Compliance report.
For ADA.
Okay, and a compliance report for ADA from whom?
I told them that the building supervisor or whoever you have certified that does your ADA.
You mean the construction of the building?
The ADA
back in 2006?
No, the current ADA compliance currently.
The parking and the.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
The last two elections that I've got approached on this. And people think because this is outside of our office that we should be maintaining it or at least seeing to it that it's maintained. So I guess that's why I get the complaints when people come in here.
Well, I suggest that if there's something, and I'm sorry, I'm looking at this, I'm not looking at the pictures and all that stuff. I suggest if there's some presenting problem out there that you've noticed or that someone else has brought to your attention, I suggest you meet with the county administrator with it and just explain, showing him or whoever he sends relative to that issue.
Well, I imagine Joe Mayer would be down
there. He walks around
down
the building all the time, and I'm sure he sees the same thing everybody
else
sees.
Well, but
he
didn't know that complaints had come in. I mean, I'd just call him up on the phone and say, hey, Joe, I got two complaints on this, and can you take care of it? And if it hasn't taken care of it in a week or so, then call me.
I just don't want to have an issue if somebody does get a heel stuck in there or trips in that it comes back that I didn't address it, and, and then saying later,
well, that's what I'm saying. If there's a problem in the maintenance in our building, we call the county people and they can fix it. Mm-hmm. I mean, so.
And if they don't, we call them again.
Right. That's probably what I would suggest is have them direct them to that and say it needs to be fixed.
Well, as a county commissioner and Mr. Coffey being your employee and Mr. Mayor being your employee, I would like to ask if the commissioners follow up with seeing to it that that's addressed.